WUKY presents health news you can use. It's Dr. Greg Davis on medicine.
With summertime comes lots of fun in the outdoors, but we also want to avoid having to have a trip to the ER. I recently spoke with my friend and colleague, Dr. Roger Humphreys, professor and chair of the Department of Emergency Medicine at the University of Kentucky, about summer fun and ways to avoid a trip to the ER. Roger, thank you so much for talking with me today. It's been a while since we've chatted about some of your and your colleagues' work in the ER, and today I wanted to visit with you a little bit about, I guess the best way of putting it is, it's great that it's summer and a lot of us are outdoors doing fun things, but I think you have some tips for ways of avoiding a necessary trip to the ER.
Right, yeah. Thanks, Greg. I just wanted to kind of emphasize that now that things are opening back up and the weather's nice and our collective cabin fever is leading us to want to make up for less time, I want to make sure we can do that safely and not spend time in the emergency department if we can avoid it. With recreation, there's lots of stuff we can do, and our bodies are pretty well designed to protect against most injuries. The vulnerable parts of our body are well protected, but we aren't really designed to travel at high speed or recover from crashes or without injury. So it's really important that we remember to protect ourselves as best we can. Things like helmets, eye protection, gloves are always a great idea for things like road biking and mountain biking. It's really critically important that we teach our kids early on that when they are moving fast or there's a risk of falls, you know, think about scooters and skateboards, they must always wear a helmet. The brain is the most vulnerable parts of our body, and we still have no cure for brain injury, unfortunately, so prevention is key. And wearing a helmet is critical to avoid or reduce the severity of a brain injury if it occurs. Also, you know, we're coming up on the 4th of July weekend. Every holiday of the 4th of July, we see lots of hand and eye injuries as well as burns from fireworks. Do everything you can to not let your holiday celebration with fireworks turn into an ER visit and a surgery to repair damage. And we have to remember that kids are particularly at risk for injuries around fireworks. Injuries to the hands and eyes happen all the time, and it's really you know, terrible to see in anybody get injured, but especially a child. And things even like sparklers, you know, they burn at greater than 100 or 1,000 degrees Fahrenheit, and they can cause some major burns really, really fast. So those are some of the key parts to remember about what we're doing this time of year and what's coming up on the 4th of July.
Roger, it's been many, many years since I worked as a nursing tech in the UK ER, but I'm wondering if some of the same patterns are still there to this day. I would think restricting one's use of alcohol while moving fast or handling fireworks is probably a critical thing to consider as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Alcohol and speed never mix. And so when you're operating a motor vehicle or you're working with something dangerous like fireworks, there's huge risks there. And especially with motor vehicles, it's not just the person that's intoxicated. It's a lot of others that can be injured or killed when someone drinks and operates a motor vehicle. So, you know, it's always best to wait. If you're going to drink, wait until you're no longer moving, when you can sit down and relax and be safe. Those are really key parts of staying out of the emergency department, staying healthy, not injuring others around you.
Well, and I also really like the fact that you mentioned some of the low-tech things that we can do to protect ourselves. I think especially talking about helmet use, that sort of thing, because we unfortunately are still seeing a lot of traumatic brain injury that you and I have talked about in the past. Are we seeing any patterns now that things are opening up again?
No, I mean, we are seeing that there's ATV accidents that come with head injuries, bike accidents can. That's why the helmet is just so key, and it needs to be a habit with our kids. Like, from the moment they're able to get on a bike, they have to learn that the helmet is part of the bike, and it's essential equipment every time you're on it. And that's really what we need to do to keep our kids safe. You know, it's unfortunate. There is no cure for brain injury. We have no medication. We have no other treatment. It's all supportive care once it happens. And so if it's severe enough, somebody might not recover fully from the brain injury. And so the only key, you know, we just have to prevent them to manage this disease.
Roger, is there anything else you wanted to mention before we part?
Just things about, you know, it's summertime. We've got lots of things to do around the house. So chores can come with significant risk. We need to think about ladders and being safe. We get in a hurry because we want to get these chores done and then move on to the funner things that we can do outside. So just remember to be cautious, be prepared. Don't do things fast when you don't have time, because injuries happen in a split second and they can take months or years to recover from. So just, you know, preparing yourself and making sure you have enough time to get things done, using your equipment, the gloves, the you know, eye protection as well when you're doing things that have a risk for injury to those areas. And just, we want everybody to have a great, safe summer now that everything's open and we can get out and do what we want to do.
My thanks today to my friend and colleague, Dr. Roger Humphreys, professor and chair of the Department of Emergency Medicine at UK, for talking with us about summer fun and ways of avoiding a trip to the ER. For more information, visit our website at wuky.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist at the University of Kentucky who volunteers his time to cover important medical news for our community. This program is available as a podcast at wuky.org.